G20 leaders have held an emergency meeting after an explosion in Poland, which Ukraine is blaming on Russian missiles. The US President Joe Biden says it's unlikely that Moscow is responsible for the blast, but he has promised to support an investigation. Two people were killed in the explosion in a village near the Ukrainian border. Alex Baird has more.
Scenes that have become all too common in Ukraine, now in neighboring Poland. Two missiles are believed to have hit farmland around 10 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. Two farmers were killed.
All day today, Russia was attacking Ukraine with rockets, but we do not have any conclusive evidence at the moment as to who launched this missile. The investigation is underway. I deeply believe the investigators will clarify that. It was most likely a Russian-made missile, but this is all still under investigation.
But across the border in Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky was quick to blame the Kremlin.
Firing missiles at NATO territory is a Russian attack on collective security. This is a very significant escalation. We must act. I want to say now to all our Polish brothers and sisters, Ukraine will always support you. Free people will not be broken by terror.
Russia has denied it was involved. In a statement, its defense ministry said that statements by Polish media and officials about Russian missiles hitting Polish territory are a deliberate provocation with the aim of escalating the situation. The US State Department has been careful not to jump to conclusions.
We have seen reports out of Poland. They, of course, are incredibly concerning. And we're working with our partners in the Polish government and our NATO partners to get more information and to assess what has happened.
NATO allies have been quick to rally behind Warsaw as the alliance works to establish what actually happened. A number of neighbouring countries held emergency security meetings. Others renewed their pledges to defend every inch of NATO territory. Poland has not yet announced how it will react, but it's not taking any chances.
We decided a moment ago to increase the readiness of some military units in Poland and increase the readiness of other uniformed services in our country.
All eyes are now on NATO as it grapples with how to respond and how to avoid a dangerous escalation to the war in Ukraine. Alex Baird, Al Jazeera.
Our diplomatic editor James Bayes is joining us now from the G20 summit in Bali, where the leaders have been discussing the explosion. James, I know that there has been a lot of a very intensive discussion and talks in the aftermath of this. Just talk us through what's been happening.
Yeah, well, President Biden, we know, was woken around dawn to be told of this. And very soon after that, he made a phone call to President Duda of Poland, expressing his support after this missile killed two people. And he's had meetings. He's had meetings with all of the G7 countries. They were joined by two NATO members, Spain and the Netherlands, and also the top officials of the European Union, who normally sit in anyway on G7 meetings. But since that meeting, President Biden has been speaking again of the latest information the US has, and he says there's preliminary information that contests the fact that Russia fired this missile, that it was fired from Russia. I don't want to say that until we completely investigate. And he went on, it's unlikely from the trajectory that it was fired from Russia, but we'll see. President Duda of Poland has also said after a national security meeting there, there's no unequivocal evidence of who fired the missile. So there is a considerable doubt here whether it definitely was Russia that was responsible. Clearly, if Russia was responsible, then that creates a very, very serious situation. Might be worth telling you what one prominent Russian is saying. The deputy ambassador at the United Nations, Dmitry Polyansky, advised everyone to look at the facts before rushing to conclusion. It's obvious from the impact that of the direct rocket strikes would be significantly bigger than the pictures show. So the Russians pouring doubt on this, so are many of the other countries, and urging a full investigation. Poland now saying that other countries will help them in the investigation. This will continue to be a subject of discussion, I think, here at the G20, because so many of the leaders are in the same place. In fact, you can see the pictures now. They're all dressed in white, the leaders. They've just been out to plant mangroves as part of a climate initiative of the G20. But I'm sure as they're walking along in the very hot temperatures there, President Macron, Chancellor Schultz, President Biden and the others will be discussing the situation and what has happened in Poland ahead of the next important diplomatic event, which is the meeting of NATO ambassadors, which will take place in Brussels as they decide what their next steps should be.
Yeah, obviously, James, we're going to be talking to you again as the G20 meeting continues and so on, and especially with the aftermath of the explosion. For now, James, thank you very much indeed.